chapter 7, Jeroboam, placed on the throne by the 10 tribes of Israel who had rebelled against the house of David, Jeroboam, the former servant of Solomon, was in a position to bring about wise reforms in both civil and religious affairs. Under the rulership of Solomon, he had shown aptitude and sound judgment, and the knowledge he had gained during years of faithful service fitted him to rule with discretion. But Jeroboam failed to make God his trust. Jeroboam's greatest fear was that at some future time the hearts of his subjects might be won over by the ruler occupying the throne of David. He reasoned that if the 10 tribes should be permitted to visit often the ancient seat of the Jewish monarchy, where the services of the temple were still conducted as in the years of Solomon's reign, they might feel inclined to renew their allegiance to the government centering at Jerusalem. Taking counsel with his advisors, Jeroboam determined by one bold stroke to lessen so far as possible the probability of a revolt from his rule. He would bring this about by creating within the borders of his newly formed kingdom two centers of worship, one at Bethel and the other at Dan. In these places, the 10 tribes should be invited to assemble instead of at Jerusalem to worship God. In arranging this transfer, Jeroboam thought to appeal to the imagination of the Israelites by setting before them some visible representation to symbolize the presence of the invisible God. Accordingly, he caused to be made two calves of gold, and these were placed within shrines at the appointed centers of worship. In his effort to represent the deity, Jeroboam violated the plain command of Jehovah, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them." So strong was Jeroboam's desire to keep the 10 tribes away from Jerusalem that he lost sight of the fundamental weakness of his plan. He failed to take into consideration the great peril to which he was exposing